Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Thursday is Thanksgiving Day. Today, we talk turkey. Let's go in-depth with Marge Clendera, a turkey expert on the Butterball Turkey Talk Line.
Marge, you work on the Turkey Talk Line.
That's correct.
Where are you based out of?
We're here at the Butterball headquarters in Naperville, Illinois.
Now, I hear a little bit of chatter in the background. Are there a lot of people back there talking turkey?
Well, there are a total of 55 of us who are talking. I don't know that all 55 are here, but there's probably 40 here anyway right now. And they're all talking, pretty much talking on the phone right at this minute.
And they're answering queries from all over the country?
All over the country. Mm-hmm.
And all about turkeys, turkey preparation mainly?
Right. Our questions kind of vary depending upon the season. Early on, like now, the callers are thinking about buying their turkey. So they want to know how much should they purchase and should they get a frozen one or a fresh one and how to handle that. Later on, they become, a little more that at later on, they're already thawing their turkeys, and they want to be sure that it's going to be finished on time, that sort of thing. And then as we get closer to the day, then we get into what we call turkey trauma, where somebody gets in the middle of what they're doing, and their guests arrive too early or too late, and we have to help them through that.
And so that's consultation regarding the bird, but also perhaps some mental health advising.
A little bit, yes.
Well, and when did the Butterball group start talking turkey?
We began in 1981, so this is our 27th year.
Well, it obviously fills a need.
Well, the company thought there might be a need, and we found they had 7 home economists that first year. The next year they had 23, and from then on we've gone all the way up to 55. That's as many as the phone lines that we can handle.
And you surely don't have 55 every day of the year. You have some part-timers?
Well, everybody is in and out, but Thanksgiving Day everybody works 8 hours. But the hours vary, because it goes over a longer period of time than just 8 hours.
And how long has Butterball been selling turkeys?
Butterball's been selling turkey since 1954.
And continual growth since then?
Yes, they really are, probably the largest national turkey company. There are other turkey companies, but most of them are more regional, while Butterball is the largest national one. We also sell turkeys in Canada as well.
Do you get calls from overseas ever?
We do. Occasionally we will get calls, particularly from the Virgin Islands, that sort of thing. We will get calls from Europe sometimes because they may have been on a military base and they've purchased a Butterball turkey and they're calling us from there. So yes, we do get calls out of the country.
So if I say that I need to feed 10 people, you'll tell me the size of a turkey to buy?
Right. Our recommendation is if you want generous servings plus leftovers that you purchase a pound and a half per person. So your 10 people, you'd need about a 15-pound bird.
Now, this is Iowa. We've got a lot of big guys and a lot of big eaters.
Well, you can always go larger, but that's the normal recommendation.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about turkeys with Marge Clendera, a turkey expert on the Butterball Turkey Talk Line.
Do you provide guidance on what other kinds of things go with turkey, like with the stuffing? Do you give me a stuffing recipe?
We do give suggestions for stuffing, and we help people with their gravy and that sort of thing. We do have a you know, a website so that they can go to butterball.com and get recipes there.
So it's better to get the recipes online than to call.
Well, it takes so long to read, you know, to read recipes to them. However, we do send out, we do have some recipe cards that we will send out, but I can't promise that they would get there in time for Thanksgiving. They'd be there for Christmas, but not necessarily for Thanksgiving.
Do you provide similar kinds of consultation on other products?
You know, occasionally we do answer other questions because we're all trained either home economists or dietitians, and we're all, you know, have been cooking for a long time.
Okay, so you just aren't, you haven't just been hired by the company to memorize and recite a bunch of facts. You're trained professionals.
Right, we are. That's part of the our qualifications. And the other thing is we do go through Butterball training where we cook turkeys in all the safe, acceptable methods so that we can, you know, we've had that personal experience right here in the lab to be able to share that with our callers.
So the classic old home economics kind of instruction.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's interesting. That might be a problem now, and that it doesn't seem like they're teaching home economics. Well, they're calling it something different now, aren't they?
Right. I was a home economics teacher, but my class is called consumer skills.
Okay. And so as it branches out and more boys are being taught it and young men, are there guys that are on the turkey hotline?
We'd love to have a guy, but so far we haven't found one who's brave enough to come to be with all these women.
Well, would it be a tough environment for him?
I don't think so. I think he'd really be, you know, number one kingpin here.
Okay, well, we'll put out the recruiting call. How does one apply for such a job? Maybe I'd be good at that.
Well, you'd have to check with our director here at Butterball, Mary Klingman, and she's the one who, you know, sets up and interviews the prospective talkers.
Well, I guess I'd have to get some education first, though.
Right. You're going to have some credentials, yeah.
You just can't just be able to yak.
No, I mean, we do that too, but no, you do have to have a little background.
Are all the questions the same, or do you get some odd questions?
Well, we always think we've heard every question there is, but we always find there are some new ones that come up every year. And some of them can be, you know, we have to even do a little research once in a while. People get into such muddles that it's kind of hard to understand. If the directions that come with the Butterball turkey are very specific, and if they follow those, you know, they'll have good results. But sometimes they have some problems that come up. As they say, the cooking might be interrupted because they've had an emergency or their oven goes out. And one year we had a big electrical storm right in the middle of cooking turkeys. It was in the Seattle, Washington area. And we must have, there were like 20,000 homes without electricity. And so we had to talk a lot of people through cooking turkeys in other ways that year.
Well, my wife and I at her grandmother's house one year, we lost power and I ended up taking it out to the grill.
Yeah, well, that's one, you know, one good possibility.
Are there any health risks associated with that?
No, not at all. Cooking on the grill is one of the methods we, you know, promote and use here too. It really gives you a delicious turkey. Some families do it every year because that way then it frees up their oven for cooking other foods.
So I could just sit out on my back deck and cook the turkey this year and just do it from beginning
sure.
to end?
Yes, that would be a very, very easy way to do it.
How long does that take?
Actually, it takes very close to what it would take in the oven. Sometimes it's actually a little bit faster, but it's, you know, fairly comparable to cooking in the oven.
Well, and we certainly don't want people bringing those grills inside, though, do we?
Oh, no, no. It's got to be outdoors.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about turkeys with Marge Clendera, a turkey expert on the Butterball Turkey Talk Line.
What's your most interesting call that you've ever fielded or anybody else has that you've heard of?
Well, many calls are, I like to say, they're very heartwarming. You know, we get the first-time cook who's cooking at age 75 because her mother has always cooked for her in the past, that sort of thing. Or we get the new bride who's cooking for the first time for both sides of the family, and she's getting conflicting opinions from her mother and her mother-in-law. And then we have to settle the argument, that sort of thing.
Well, that's very, I don't know, that's sort of a dangerous position. Good thing you're doing it over the phone.
Right. I had one young bride who did that. She was calling and she was whispering. And I asked her, why are you whispering? And she said, well, I don't want them to know I'm calling you, and because they were in the other room arguing about what to do.
So she was able to come out and
she was able to come out and tell them, oh, she found out how to do it the correct way. And so she was happy after that.
Well, there was a mother or a mother-in-law that wasn't, though.
Well, that's right. Well, she was actually relieved because it was her mother who was right and not her mother-in-law.
Well, and she didn't want to build any ill will there.
Right.
I never thought about it before. For the young bride showing off for the first time that she has those skills, that's a very, very trying situation.
Well, it is. We call it turkey trauma. I mean, people do really get themselves very concerned and very worried because they don't cook such a large piece of meat, you know, very often. They aren't cooking for a large group of people. They aren't, you know, cooking how many different dishes. So it can be very stress-related for them.
Do guys ever call in?
Oh, yes. About 20% of our callers are men. It's creeping up every year. We seem to get a few more. I worked last evening, and early on, almost all the calls were men.
Well, I wonder why.
I don't know. Maybe they're taking a more active role, or they were helping out their wives by calling us.
Hmm. Well, that's interesting. I would probably get in trouble. I would be telling my wife she wasn't a good cook if I called the turkey hotline on my own.
Well, I think their wives knew they were calling. I don't think they did it on the fly.
Okay, well, they'd be in lots of trouble then. Any other interesting calls?
One of the girls was telling me one that she just had recently, and it was a lady who was cooking her turkey breast side down, which is a method we don't particularly recommend because you have to turn that hot bird over in order to carve it. And that's exactly what happened to her. She had cooked her turkey breast side down, and she was lifting it out of the pan to turn it over, and it slipped out of her hand and slid across the kitchen floor with her two dogs chasing it. And luckily she got there before the dog so that she could pick up her hot turkey.
Does the 5-second rule apply with hot turkeys?
Well, I can just picture that happening with the dogs. I don't have dogs, but I have a cat, and I know how her nose goes up when she smells that wonderful turkey cooking.
Now, why do I at least always fall asleep after eating turkey?
Well, there is an enzyme in turkey called tryptophan, which could contribute to some drowsiness. But to be honest, most of the time, it's the fact that you've eaten a lot of food and a lot of high carbohydrate food like potatoes and stuffing and so forth, and that's probably why you're sleeping. Of course, I always believe for the men, it's a good way to get out of doing the dishes.
Well, I thought maybe it was just an excuse. The football game was boring, but we didn't have
okay.
We blamed it on the turkey, maybe.
Uh-huh.
So you plan on working this Thanksgiving?
Oh, yes. That's part of the job. In fact, the first year I was at thought about doing it, I didn't want to give up my Thanksgiving dinner. and I had a child who was coming home from college for her first, you know, Thanksgiving being away, and I didn't want to give that up. But by the next year, my friend who was convincing me to try this was more persuasive, and I've been here ever since, and that was 25 years ago.
I bet it's really rewarding.
It is. It is. We have more callers who are so thankful that they have somebody to, you know, to check with. They used to have grandma just next door, and, you know, and that isn't as true any longer, and so they're really happy to have somebody they can check out what they're doing.
And so you do you celebrate Thanksgiving the next day or the day before? Or?
Well, generally I have very generous friends who will invite me, and then after I finish work, you know, I'll go there for my dinner.
So you don't have to cook it?
I don't have to cook. I used to when my family was all home. The kids cooked, and they also have thanked me because they all learned how to cook turkey.
Are there any secrets to successful cooking of that great bird?
Well, there are a few guidelines you want to be, you know, you want to follow. One is you want to be sure that you have your turkey thawed on time, so allow plenty of time for thawing. Probably the most important thing is to use a meat thermometer so that you're sure when the turkey is done and you don't have to be guessing, is the turkey done or isn't it? And then you won't overcook it. And the other is maybe how you handle the turkey, and that is after the turkey is cooked, it needs to stand for about 15 minutes before you carve it. But then you have about 2 hours. And that means once the turkey's out of the oven, until you're finished and you want to put that turkey in the refrigerator, you don't want it to be longer than 2 hours. You know, some families used to leave their turkey sit out on the counter all day long, and that's not a safe thing to do.
Well, that's good to know. And so if people have questions, what number should they call?
Well, we're right here at 1-800-BUTTERBALL.
Well, that's easy. I can remember that, 1-800-BUTTERBALL. We don't even have to post that on our refrigerators.
That's right.
Any final advice or thoughts you'd like to share with the audience?
Well, as I say, if they'd like some recipes, they can go to butterball.com, and they'll get lots of good recipes, as well as some roasting charts and so on, so that they'll get a lot of tips there as well. But we're here, and we're more than happy to talk to anyone who calls. And so if they just go, you know, to 1-800-BUTTERBALL, we'll be here for them.
Well, and I'd like to wish you a happy Thanksgiving.
Well, thank you. Same to you. And enjoy your turkey.
I will. I certainly will.
Thanks to Marge Clendera for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in-depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to bobleonard@KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in Marion County is KNIAKRLS.